Here's an email I got from Lanny. Dear Dr. Kenner, every time I try to help my daughter make good decisions for herself or her kids, she rebels and does the opposite. For example, she dates abusive men and allows them to abuse her kids. Her husband would abuse them, and now her boyfriend abuses her son, punching him, saying, "Hey, I'm just trying to toughen him up." That's when I need to step in, although she doesn't like it. When I gave her the name of a reputable mechanic to take her car to, she went to several who ripped her off. She was receiving unemployment, and I tried to get her to find a job before unemployment ran out, but she didn't. It's the children who suffer. I was going to take on debt just to get her car fixed so she can take the kids to school. Then I thought, maybe I'm enabling her if I jump through hoops to get her car fixed. What should I do with her? Does she have a mental health problem? I am torn. I'm wondering if I should allow her to suffer the consequences of her mistakes. Lanny, the first thing that leaps out at me has nothing to do about the car and a reputable mechanic and who should pay for it. It's the safety of the kids. If you see your own grandchildren being abused by her ex-husband now, or her boyfriend, or even her, what can you do? You need to step in. If you value those children at all and want to live with yourself knowing that this is going on, you need to get professional help. Now, you can go to a counselor for yourself and get guidance. I'm assuming that you're going to have to call the agencies, the child protective agencies, but you can do that with the guidance of a therapist if that helps you, or if it's bad enough, if it's not just, you know, a few punching on the arm or something, you know, I'm toughing, you know how kids wrestle with one another, if that's all the boyfriend's doing, it still doesn't justify it, but, you know, you can get some professional advice from a counselor or a therapist. So I definitely recommend that is top priority. Safety always, always comes first. And this has not even to do with your daughter. It's that she's putting her, if she wants to date an abusive man, what are you going to do? If she's subjecting her kids to abuse, you're in a different realm now. Those are innocent victims, and it is such an incredibly loving gesture for you to work towards helping them out and just bypass her. She is not the focus. It's the kids at this point. Then I will answer your second question, though. You're trying to help her and she rebels against you. My guess is that there's a history of power struggles together. So if you do get professional help, you can look at how you interact with your daughter. Mothers and daughters are notorious for having difficulties. There's even a book written on that topic, "You're Wearing This?" You know, mother saying to the daughter, that is the title of the book. And it's quite colorful. There's a woman, the psychologist who wrote it, I think she's a psychologist, actually does courses in school about mothers and daughters in college. In college, she gives courses. So you can imagine going to college and being able to talk about your mother and study the relationship between mothers and daughters. And as in terms of should you help her, should you take on debt to help her with her car so she can take the kids to school, I think you need to get the kids into safety first. And if you want to take the, I don't know if you have the interest or ability or willingness to take the kids, if Child Protective Services asks you, then you can drive them to school. Maybe you can take the kids to school. Maybe, you know, sometimes just one warm person in a child's life, a grandmother, can make such a difference even if they're in an abusive household. They always have that soft landing pad. It's like you're an oasis they can go to in a desert of lack of affection. There's no affection. And then there's you. So I don't know if you don't have a duty to play that role in their lives. If you do love them and want that, then you can help them out. She could get some help. I had a question mark. Was there any history of abuse in her life, and did it have to do with any of the men in your life? Maybe not. Maybe that's she brought it all on herself. Maybe she was a victim of abuse early on, but she needs to process that. So I would be supportive of yourself. You certainly don't need to take on debt, but you can observe her pattern of choice making. She makes one bad choice after another. So you're giving her advice only works against you and her. She needs professional help, but that doesn't mean she'll get it. But you can get the guidance. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner. My show is The Rational Basis of Happiness. Pick up the phone, give me a call toll free, 1-877-DRKENNER. I'm a clinical psychologist.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and co-author Dr. Edwin Locke, who's world famous for his theories in goal setting.
To have self-esteem, start with the premise that you are, in principle, worthy of your own happiness. Reject as outrageous any doctrine that says you are born evil. In reality, you are born neutral. You create your own moral character. Further, if you have accepted the altruistic idea that you exist merely to please and serve others, you are doomed from the start. Because you have decided that others are worthy of achieving their own values, but you are not. Selfless people cannot have self-esteem because they have no self to esteem.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy The Selfish Path to Romance at amazon.com.